If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Hour number two for El Coast to Coast here on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Great to have everybody with us here today on a Wednesday, a golf Wednesday on C2C. We'll do the John Deere, the tractor tournament picks and preview. Me and Cam will do ours this hour. Next hour, Keith Stewart from Read the Line will give you his. We've got lots of baseball to do. We've got some NBA and NHL notes as well. We've got Gold Cup tonight. Two semis with U.S., Guatemala, and Mexico, Honduras, the late-night game out at Levi's. So a lot for us to do. Wimbledon upsets left and right. Very, very busy Wednesday here as we head into, as Scotty would say, the 4th of Pharrell weekend coming up with Scotty out. He'll be back with us next week. You get me, Carver High, and the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart, in the meantime. All right, Cam, let's roll here. I do have some division odds for you before we get to tonight's games and all the golf and everything else. So we like to do this really kind of once a month, and a new month has started now here in July. And I think the AL East is obviously the most interesting one because of how tight it's gotten. When me and Scotty did this a month ago, the Yankees had like a 7-game lead, a 7.5 game lead on everybody. It looked like they were cruising. Now they only have a 1-game lead on Toronto and a 1-game, 2 in the loss on Tampa Bay. And as you see, but they're still -230 favorites. I mean, +410 for both Toronto and Tampa.
Why not?
At this point. And obviously Boston and Baltimore with some very big odds as they're a lot further down the line.
Well, that's the thing. Even if the Yankees win the division, who the +410, still a good number. And let's remember one thing, Carver. We talk about this all the time. Tampa Bay's schedule, it's at the back end, it's all road games. They were home heavy. They got to go on a cruise. It's like almost all road games. The Blue Jays are playing well. They pick up a couple young relievers that are doing well. If they continue to hit and the bottom half of the order does their thing, I'd be very nervous about this team. And that price is good enough for me. It's not even a homer pick. It's just like you look at them and you're a smart guy. You go like, that's a good number on a team that's one game back right now. So I think it's good value at +410.
Yeah. Look, and you know how I think of the Yankees, even though I'm a Yankee fan, I don't have much faith in them for anything, but they'll probably find a way to win the division and then probably lose to one of these teams in the division series. That would be my guess, how the Yankees will operate this year. The biggest lead in any division is actually now in the AL Central. That's because the Tigers never lose, and that's because everyone else in the division sucks this year. Mm-hmm. Last year, they had three teams make the playoffs in this division. That's not going to happen this year the way they're going, because Cleveland, Minnesota, Kansas City, and Chicago, we know Chicago, they're awful. But they are way far down the line. Look at this, Cam. -4,000 for the Tigers. done. Signed, sealed, and delivered.
Yeah. Unbettable. No parlays could be made with that. Maybe how many games on a spread bet, but no, this division, it's toast. I'm just shocked. I look at Cleveland, sure. What the hell's going on with Minnesota? Like, should they be that bad? In Kansas City, after like making the playoffs and doing good things, the fact that they're playing so poorly, it's just, wow. It's shocking to me how bad the Twins and Royals have been.
Yeah, they've been awful. As far as the West goes, the Astros, with the huge June, I mean, they really took off in the month of June, and they were able to blow by everybody. They have a 7-game lead on Seattle, an 8.5-game lead on the Angels, and a 9.5-game lead on Texas. Seattle's the only one kind of close to them on the odds board, though. Plus 650 for them, 18-1 for Texas, 70-1 for the Angels.
I'd look at the Mariners, 7 games to make up, but can they get on like one of those heaters? Like that's the thing. They have good pitching, but inconsistent hitting. You know what I mean? Cal Raleigh's been amazing, but I'm just looking at this team going, why are you better? Houston, minus 650. What do you think, Carver? Would you sprinkle on the Mariners? There's a lot of games left. But
honestly,
Houston's the
I would
best
need,
team in the division.
I don't
for sure.
I don't for where they are right now. I would need like
10-1
at 7.5 games.
I
like
feel
don't
that.
I don't think 650 is a fair number to be quite honest. And I do think that they have good enough pitching, but what's always their problem outside of Raleigh? The offense
hitting.
Goes on and off. Other than him, you don't know what you're going to get. And here, they are so streaky in Jekyll and Hyde. They go 2 weeks where they don't lose. They go 2 weeks where they can't win. It's like they just the ups and downs for Seattle. They look like the best road team in the league. Then they lose like 10 in a row on the road. You know, that's just kind of the year that Seattle's having right now. Not very trustworthy for me. And unfortunately, I know people don't like it because they can't stand the Astros. They're probably going to take it again, Cam. They're going to win the West again.
They are. Good call by you. Like if you're going to smash a team like the Mariners, you're right. 650 is not enough. You almost have to double it. At least start at 10. Good call by you.
Yeah. NL side. Of course, the East, like in the AL, is pretty close. Phillies now are 2 games in the loss, 2 overall over the Mets. They're 50-35. Mets are 48-37. Miami's now actually in third. They're 11 back, and the Braves are 11.5 back. But really, it's Phillies and Mets, and the Mets are plus 165. Phillies are minus 210.
You know what? The Phillies at that price, it's a parlay piece. Do you really think the Mets are going to catch these guys? No way. The Phillies are the best team in the division. So at minus 210, you can actually find a dance partner, put it to plus money. So I like the Phillies there. I don't think the Mets can do it, Carver. I don't even think that's a bad number. They're only laying like 2-1. That's not too bad for the Phillies.
It's not. It's really not too bad if you can get involved with it. The Central's gotten pretty tight, too. The Cubs, like the Yankees, had a pretty good lead after April and May, but the Cubs have kind of let everybody kind of get back into it. Milwaukee's only 2.5 back. The Cardinals are 4.5 back. The Reds are 6 back. See, that's what I mean. Like, the Reds are 6. I know they got a lot more teams. The Reds are 6 back, and they're 19-1. That's what I mean by
price.
Seattle being plus 650 is like, you know, that 19-1, that's some gas for only 6 games back, Cam.
I'm with you. Like, I see you're enticing me, Carver. It's like, come into my store. Come, you know, your Carver's Tavern is giving it away, and that price is so damn nice, I'm going to have to stop. I was just going to walk by, but no, now I can't. You got me. You got me. I'm a customer. 19-1, 6 games in. The Brewers never count these guys out. They're like a rash, too. They're never going away. Every year, Milwaukee's going to regress.
Yeah.
They don't. And I'm not laying 290 with the Cubs.
Away.
That's the thing. The Cardinals, nah, I don't like that price. It's the Reds. I take a shot, lottery ticket style at 19-1, and the Brewers.
Yeah, the Reds just don't go away. I mean, the Brewers, I mean, they just never go away. They're always
never.
Right there for you. And finally, we know the Dodgers are going to win the West, so there's no
yes.
point. We know the Dodgers are going to win. Look, that's ridiculous. There's minus 6,000 at this point.
I love these numbers.
So
I think I can't do anything with them. Nothing. It's over.
I have now pivoted my viewing cam. I've left the baseball since all the afternoon baseball's over, and I've got the Fritz Diallo match on from Wimbledon here with the men. So Fritz, who survived a scare in the first round, is trying to take care of business here and get himself into the third round. at the All England Club with the grass. I love how they make them all wear the suits, too. Like, I saw Tommy Fleetwood walking in today with this great suit on in there to watch the tennis.
Tell Justin
Rose and his wife. All Tommy Fleetwood.
Tommy Fleetwood, we're a winning suit. How about a second place suit?
What he did was a win for us, Cam. Remember that 2 weeks ago. What he did was a win for us. We'll do the training tournament next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. A golf Wednesday on CBC. Carver High in for Scotty, along with the Prime Minister, Cam Stewart. Prime Minister's usually here in this slot every Wednesday, getting ready for the golf. And since he's here all day today, we're keeping things as normal as possible. We're going to do the golf right now. Cam, it is great to see you, as always, here on a golf Wednesday. I'm acting like you're just coming in, even though, because it is, you know, I'm acting like you're just coming because I'm used to doing this every Wednesday.
Yeah, now, usually I just flip in, but now it's a full show, Carver, and I'm jacked for the golf this week, buddy. Totally.
The Tractor Tournament, the John Deere, a tradition unlike any other, Birdie Fest in the Quad Cities. Of course, Davis Thompson, big winner last year as he won by 4. We've had guys in the past, the Postman always rings twice as one here. Sepp Straka's won here recently. So lots of guys, Cam, with some pretty good history. Let's take a look at the chalk first. I mean, does this guy ever take a week off? This guy, you know why, Cam? This guy is smelling Bethpage. I think that's the one thing reason why Ben Griffin keeps grinding himself out here every week, because you know he's high on that FedEx Cup points list now. He's going to be there in those tournaments at the end of the year. But now he's smelling a little bit more, and he's thinking, Cam, and this is smart thinking by him, if I can get a third win this year, there's no way they could keep me off the Ryder Cup team. So I like what Ben Griffin's thinking, and he's played excellent, and he's the chalk favorite at 16-1. Jason Day is here this week. Dangerous Denny McCarthy, who, of course, hasn't won, but has come close at this place a lot. Some really good history at the Tractor Tournament. Michael Thorbjornsson, who has really started to play some good golf the last few weeks. JT Poston is here. Siwoo Kim. Poltergeist, who won last week in the big playoff at the Rocket over Chris Kirk. And there you go, Cam. The other one that was in the playoff, too. I'm slipping my mind right now off the top of my head.
It was, Chris Kirk, Poltergeist, and, Captain Kirk. Anyway, we'll talk.
There you go.
Not only was I watching Golf Channel, Ben Griffin played a member guest. As Gary Williams was like, what? And you're like, do you understand what this guy? He's a machine. And I love what you're saying about this guy.
Gracerman.
He just wants to rack up points. Yeah, Gracerman. I had him. Max Gracerman. You should have won that damn tournament.
Too much golf, Cam. I've got too much golf in my head right now. going through all
Razor
this.
Man.
We've got way too many Ben things Griffin's going on. He has been an animal indeed. Let's start things off, Cam, here as we go. I love it, Cam. It's outstanding. The John Deere Classic TPC Deer Run. Here's where I'm going. Dangerous Denny McCarthy. I've played him here the last couple of years. He's come close. We're going for it again. 28-1, got a good number early in the week. I will go there. I was a little surprised. I know he hasn't had the best year, but Sungjae Im being – a lot of guys are priced for me this week, Cam. Sungjae Im being 35-1 in this field, I'll take a chance. I'll roll some dice with Sungjae because I know in a birdie fest he can make a lot of birdies. Luke Clanton finished in the top 10 here a year ago, 40-1 for him. This is official, Cam. I'm giving you the word now. This is the last week I'm betting Tom Kim, okay? Unless he shows me some signs of life. I've been doing this with you every week. I've been saying I'm betting Tom Kim. Look at this price, 75 to 1, 80 to 1, 90 to 1. Eventually he's going to play well. This is it, Cam. He gets cut off if he doesn't finish in the top 5, top 10, or win this week. We're out on Tom Kim. He'll be off the list. But we'll never get rid of the Cole Kane. Eric Cole at 80 to 1 is on the list this week. And go take a look, Cam. I was very surprised. Look at Seamus Power's history here at TPC Deer Run. Very good. And a buck 10, 110 for one of my favorite Irishmen, Seamus Power, at the Tractor Tournament.
I love it. The things I'm doing to you with Eric Cole, Carver, I'm such a bad friend. And I'm with you on Tom Kim. I don't care if you're putting TK at like 80 to 1 or whatever. Do something, Tommy. I remember before, I'm like, this guy's the next thing. Like, what's the deal here? Anyway, I got five guys for you. I'm going to add a couple. If Cole Kane wins and I'm not on him, I'm going to literally jump out a window. Thor Bjornsson, he's my guy from Stanford. 30 to 1, this guy has almost won, Carver. And he was playing injured before. Look at him. JT Poston is staying at the Winter House this week. I was doing a little reading and watching Golf Channel. Apparently, this house he's staying at, whoever stays there has won. And you said he's won in the past before? Poston is a birdie machine. He's my type of guy. Afternoon nap? Oh, he could have been in a four-way playoff. He hit a damn putt on 18, and I had him. I'm going back. Nap's my new problem. 40 to 1. Got her up and put him down. You should see me, Carver, in Vegas at the horse book. More tickets, please. How many beers can we crush? 40 to 1. 40 plus, and Luke Clanton's going to make the card at 45. Let's roll.
Everybody loves Luke Clanton. All right, some placements for me. Ben Griffin, of course, has been playing some very good golf. We talked about it at the top. I'll go T5 with him this week at plus 340. I got two of your guys in the top 10 markets. Thor Bjornsson, top 10 at plus 300. Got her up and get him down. Top 10 at plus 340 for him. Got a bunch of 20s for you. Michael Kim won here a long time ago, but he's played good golf this year. Played good golf the last couple weeks. I'm going to take him T20 at plus 170. How about Andrew Putnam last week? He was in the mix. Top 20 for him, plus 230. And this Zach Johnson, we know he loves this tournament too. Top 20 at plus 430. He hangs around these birdie fests, Cam. You know it. And he's usually there on Sunday and then collapses. Maybe he can hang on for a 20 for us.
This is his home course. He won here in 2012, but Johnson's actually been on some leaderboards this year. I wouldn't be surprised if we add him to maybe a first-round leader coming out of the gate hot in a tournament. This is like his fifth major. He loves this tournament.
Give me the placements fast, Cam, and we'll do the first-round leaders after the break.
Okay, sure. We got it. I got Denny McCarthy, your guy, at top 10 plus 260. My girlfriend, I go, who's going to win this week? She said, Sanjay M. I almost spit out my drink, but I'll take him top 10 plus. I know you got him, so I got to bet him now. Thompson's Water Seal, defending champion, plus 165. Who's smoking buds? Bud Colley. Here we go. Top 20 plus 170. Mr. Gerard, top 20 plus 170. And Thirsty Thurston Lawrence from South Africa, plus 230.
I'm gonna have to bet this got her up and get him down now. This got her up and get him down is going to have to be added to my card. All right, we'll do first round leaders and the DP World Tour, the European Tour, because they got a pretty good field this week. Next, Coast to Coast, Golf Wednesday after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday, a Golf Wednesday on C2C. Of course, Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty. He'll be back next week. We're going through the John Deere Classic, the Tractor Tournament. And since Cam's here for the whole day, I took extra time with the golf with him. And I'm allowed to do that because that's just the way it goes today. It's Golf Wednesday and Cam's here. All right, we gave you the outrights and the placements. Let's do the first round leaders, Cam. for Thursday. I got a lot of morning guys because, as usual, you know, I like to play some of those guys going out early in the morning, set the pace, get the pace car out there, including Dangerous Denny. He's actually one of the first groups out, Cam, very early, and I think that that could be huge for him. 45-1 for Dangerous Denny McCarthy. I got a little afternoon nap coming my way. Hopefully, yeah, after he shoots 10 under in the morning, we could take an afternoon nap. 45-1 for Jake Knapp. Luke Clanton at 45-1. It's Thursday. That means we bet Keith Mitchell at 60-1. Also a new Thursday warrior for us, slamming Sammy Vallamaki at 80-1. This guy loves Thursdays. And I gotta tell you turned me on to this guy, and he hangs on Thursdays as well. There he is.
I gotta bet that.
Chris Ventura, golf detective, 110-1. For him, he was hanging around last Thursday.
I know. Ventura's a Thursday warrior. I got to add. I'll tell you. Oh, no. This is what happened last week, Carver. I forgot. Jake Knapp set a record on the second day, and we had him first round leader. Why couldn't you just do it on Thursday? That's why I was raging.
We had him Thursday. Yeah, we needed Knapp on Thursday last week.
He I had like 40 bucks on him,
60.
Too. I was raging. I'm like, why couldn't you just do it Thursday, Jake? Anyway, I got Keith Mitchell too, this guy. And honest to God, Cashmere Keith on Thursday, my quarter horse, yes, 50-1. I got afternoon Knapp for a boost at 50. I'm coming right back. Jake, do it on Thursday, not on Friday, please. JT Poston is a notorious hot starter, 55-1. Uh-oh, Cole Kane, he's back, 80-1. Eric Cole has to make the card. Carver's got him out right. I got a couple other guys. Super duper. What do we got, Jackson Zuber? Am I nuts? Yes, at 121. How many bowls of Mullinex? I don't know what the hell. Trey Mullinex, am I nuts? This is another guy, 130-1. But I like Chris Ventura, golf detective. Got to add. See, that's the
super
problem with
duper
golf, Carver.
Jackson Zuber, super duper Jackson Zuber. Get him in there. This is too much.
What are we doing?
The tractor tournament, the John Deere. But guess what? We're not done. Because I have deemed this week's DP World Tour field good enough that we could give a pick for it. Because usually, like I said, some weeks you open up the page and You know, Laurie Cantor's the favorite or something like that. And I said, yeah, this is not the best field. But look at this. Patrick Reed, fresh off a win at Live Dallas. Mm-hmm. And a lot of chatter that he should be on the Ryder Cup team. I hate to burst everybody's bubble, but he's got no shot of being on the Ryder Cup team. I would actually love if he was, but he's got no shot of being on the Ryder Cup team. He's there. David Puig, Rasmus Nyegaard Pedersen, a Cam favorite. Sergio's playing this week. Jordan Smith, Houghton Lee, Marco Penge. Who do you got, Cam, out in Germany at the BMW?
I like Nyegaard Pedersen, don't like the price. So, hello. Jordan Smith is a guy that can get it done at 25-1 out of page one. That's a guy I would look for. I think he can win this tournament, and his price is nice.
Can Reed win back-to-back weeks after winning on Live? Can he win it? I might try. You know what I'll do, Cam, tonight? I'll put Patrick Reed to win this BMW with, like, you know, one of my homers. You know, like the crow flies. We'll put him with Beat Crow Armstrong to homer in the Cub game, and we'll see if we can get Patrick Reed at a little bit of a better number this week out in Germany. I'd love to see him win, if the case. Matty Schmidt in the field. You and Ferguson.
What's his odds? What's Schmidt's odds?
35-1 for Matty Schmidt.
Oh, watch out for the middle tier guys. Ewan Ferguson, the Scot, is playing good too. I watch a lot of golf. Watch out for this guy.
I can't believe they still let this Alex Fitzpatrick play in tournaments.
Get him off the idea. I will not be betting him, nor his brother. He's like Tom Kim to you. Done.
Oh, Langeskew's here at 100-1.
That guy's good.
Romain Langeskew. Yeah,
like a little romaine lettuce.
Molinari.
Yes.
Alejandro Del Rey at a $110. Weisberger.
I'm interested.
Brand. You got some
done
good. You got some. Got this kid, Jose Luis Ballester, the kid that relieved himself at the Masters. He's in there at 150-1, too. You can get him.
Relieved himself. Romaine Lettuce. Relieved.
In the creek.
Oh, God help us.
All right. We've got lots of baseball games tonight. We'll do more golf with Keith later. Pharrell Coast to Coast. On a Wednesday, Carver High Camp for Scotty. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have everybody with us here. Now, what's the problem here, Cam? Why are these guys off the court now? Like, what is the deal? Like, it's confusing because I know that they have the dopey curfew rule that comes into effect. But, I mean, it's only 9:30 there right now, right? I mean, it's not.
10:32, 6 hours.
Are they packing up because the guy got a little blood on his elbow? What is the deal with Fritz here and this Diallo? What's going on?
Well, the thing is, this is the one court that had the roof over it and the other ones didn't. So they called the match earlier because I have money on that other match between Felix Auger-Aliassime, the Canadian, and that German guy. And that match went to curfew. But these guys are still playing. Are they not? Right. Like Fritz and Diallo are still out there.
I'm on a different match. Fritz and Diallo are still out there. Luke, well, you find out. What was the match they were showing? Yeah. There was a – okay. So there was another match, Cam, where the guy's he's waving his arms around, and the other guy, like, he was, like, ready. He, like, threw his bag over his shoulder and just walked
away.
The ump came down from the chair. So Fritz and Diallo are still out there because they have – they're 3-2 in the fourth set. They won't finish this match, I would think, Cam. They're going to finish the set, though, here. And we'll see if it's going to be well, Fritz could end it if he ever came back, or Diallo would force the fifth that they would probably play tomorrow. So that's how.
These guys are killing me. Because I was watching Felix Auger-Aliassime and John Leonard Struff. I got Struff at, like, plus 600. The guy actually tied it up. And now I don't even know what's going on. Like, they're going from match to match. Like, I was watching it, and they just switched it. But it looks like they're still playing. But I don't know what's going on with this curfew stuff, Carver, but you're right. That match between the guy from Netherlands and they just said, we're not playing in the dark or whatever. But this match is going on still. Fritz and Diallo are playing. So
one of the guys in the match, and I obviously don't know who was who in it. I'm not exactly, Matthias Berbel with the tennis around here. But, the one guy, Cam, he did not look happy that they were stopping. One guy was really upset, and the other guy was like, yeah, I'll see you later. And he threw his bag over his shoulder and walked away. He's like, he couldn't wait to get out of there. So interesting stuff at Wimbledon. We do have a lot of baseball tonight. Why don't we go there, and we'll sort out who's what's happening over there at the All England Club later on. Game two in Philadelphia, Padres and the Phillies. They will start just after actually, a little earlier start, Cam, 6:15 East. For game two of the Padres and the Phillies. This one will have Dylan Cease and Christopher Sanchez going in it. Phillies minus 155 as they'll be looking for the split. Padres plus $1.30 looking for the sweep and a 7.5.
I got to tell you, Carver, like, should the Phillies bounce back? Maybe. I'm seeing minus 156 on my site and the Padres are getting plus 132. Slight, like, it's a tough match, but a tough game. I'll take Cease and the Padres at plus 132. I have no opinion really of the total in this game. What do you think about this one? Like, I don't want to lay that price with Philadelphia. I think Cease, once in a while, Cease can do things well. And I think the Padres as a dog could be live.
I think that the Padres could. I kind of like the over a little bit more, Cam.
Really?
I think the ball's going to jump out a little bit tonight. I know that, here's the one thing about Cease. He's a good pitcher, but he gives up fly balls, Cam. And on a night tonight in Philly, those fly balls could find their way over the fence. So that is why I kind of like that. So I'm going to go over tonight with the Padres and the Phillies in that one. Next up for you, Twins and the Marlins. Marlins riding an 8-game winning streak into this one, and they will have the immortal Jansen Junk going tonight, and Simeon Woods Richardson, gas can, going for the Twins, who are road favorites, minus 125. You're getting a team on an 8-game winning streak at plus 105 tonight. Total is 8.5.
Marlins are nothing on the side, but the one thing we both like in this game is runs. Junk will give up a few. I know he's been pitching better. Richardson's a gas can. nine runs. I'm down with that program, Carver. I think we can get like a 7-5 type of game here. And I can't bet Minnesota. Like, the fact that the books are putting these guys as a favorite should be a straight pick, or the Marlins should be a slight favorite.
You would think so. You would think so. By the way, I'm starting to see the curfew thing going on here. They did stop that one match you were talking about that's supposed to be going. They're in the 5-5 in the fourth set. Why are they stopping that match? It's an hour and a half before curfew. The curfew's actually not till 6 our time, 11 local.
Look what I'm getting on my book.
No idea.
Bets will be settled in accordance with our rules. Why? I'm making bets and you're offering me cash outs that are like double because I'm taking the guy at plus 600 and you're going to screw me like that? Sorry, Carver. I almost wish it was just Golf Wednesday because I got to get on the blower to England and give them a piece of my mind. The All England Club? Yeah. Okay, I got fury. Can you believe these guys? They're gonna call it like a void bet? Why don't you just start up the match?
The curfew.
I'm actually pissed at Wimbledon right now. This is a joke.
The curfew stuff is nonsense. Me and Scotty were talking about it the other day. It's stupid. So the people in the neighborhood, you know what? Come on. Calm down. The U.S. Open does it in Flushing until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
They have guys out there playing. I don't care if there isn't some house across the street from it. I like the over in the Twin Marlin game, Cam. I think we'll get some runs tonight in Miami. I know last night was a very quick 2-0 game. There wasn't a lot going on. I think tonight we can gas can it up with this junk and this Woods Richardson.
I like it a lot, Carver. I like it. And I got to tell you, I'm just shocked that the Twins are favored.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. They're still the Marlins. You know, I think that's just the one thing. They're still the Marlins. And I think that that plays into it a lot. Second game in D.C. at Nationals Park between the Tigers and the Nationals. Tigers smashed them this afternoon. Couple three-run homers by Riley Green. Torkelson had a homer. Now tonight they will face Mackenzie Gore. Jack Flaherty goes for Detroit. I've actually got this, Cam, at minus 110 now. Pick them both ways. 8.5 for the total. Yeah.
This game is a straight-up trap. I will take
this is Nats.
I'm taking the Nationals. I might be an idiot, but I'm telling you, this line tells me all I need to know. Flaherty has not been himself. He could be hit. And I like to take the team coming off getting absolutely battered in game one of a doubleheader. I'm actually going to take the Nationals tonight. I will take them. In my book, the Tigers are minus 112 and these guys are minus 104. I'm on Washington.
Let me tell you, that ball was jumping this afternoon at that place, Cam. Flaherty gives up a lot of homers. I bet we can get the Wood Doctor and some of these other guys cooking for the Nats tonight. Get a little Wood Doctor. I might have to throw him in. His price is probably stupid. But maybe we'll put him in a parlay piece or something around there. Let's see here. Next, Yankees and the Jays.
Ooh.
Of course, the Jays have taken the first couple. Jose Berrios and Will Warren will get together. Minus 125 for the Yankees, plus 105 for the Jays, and an 8.5.
I'm playing the Jays just because of the streak and the way they're playing right now. They look good, but the Yankees are going to be a desperate team. It should be a good game. I think people would probably line up to take the over, right, Carver? Like, even the game with Max Fried, who's a damn good pitcher for the Yankees, that game found a way to get over due to errors and other things in that game. But, you know, this is the game people are like, oh, yeah, we should be able to get over 8. But I don't know. I'm taking the Jays, and maybe the pitchers show up tonight, but I'll just take the plus money with the home side.
I don't have a lot of faith in the Yankees here, Cam, to be quite honest with you. I really don't. I don't like this Warren.
The Jays are like they're home dogs and they're playing very good. Like if the Yankees win. I'll play the number.
You're asking a lot out of Will Warren here, and I just can't do that. I can't. I think it's the Jays also, to be quite honest with you, Cam. Diallo now up 4-2 in the fourth set. Fritz trying to come back. Yeah, you know what Fritz really wants? It's 4-3 now. Fritz wants to come back and win this set, Cam, so he doesn't have to come back in the morning. So if he can end this thing 3-1, because he knows they're going to stop it after this set. He don't want to come back like he had to do the other day and play a fifth set. Coast to coast, we're back right after.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And we are back coast to coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. So I get more pieces of information about, because you remember something, Cam. It's not very often that I'm dabbling into the tennis world. It doesn't happen too often. But this curfew nonsense at Wimbledon has really made it in the forefront for me. But that match you were talking about, the Davidovich match, where they were 1 point away and they suspended the game, that actually wasn't a curfew situation. That was a darkness situation. I guess that match was being played on one of the outer courts that doesn't have lights, I guess, and it got too dark. 9:15 local, couldn't see anymore. So there's a reporter on the ground, this Jose Morgado, who says it was very dark. He says TV gives you a wrong idea on just how dark it is there.
Fair enough.
It is Wimbledon, Cam. How about you put up some more lights? How about that? Maybe get some lights up on the court.
That's the answer.
Can we do that?
Yeah. This is a major. Yeah. We can't get some lights on the smaller courts?
The All England Club. I get it. You're not allowed to mess with the All England Club there. You're not allowed. A very stuffy crowd that they have over there in England. Stuffy crowd that's there. All right. Let's move. Let's continue on, Cam. The Reds and the Red Sox once again in Boston at Fenway Park. Nick Martinez and Brennan Bernardino going for Boston this evening, which I believe, Cam, and let me just get this right, would be more of an opener. Yes, he is. He's an opener guy, reliever out of their bullpen. Right now, -130 for Boston, +110 for Cincinnati, and a 9.5.
Is Cincinnati live with Martinez? Can he repeat a good performance? Remember, he almost had a no-no the last time he started, but I'm looking at these guys as a dog, losing the first game when Boston came back. That total looks light if it's a starter game, but I know the last game, I got to take Cincinnati or nothing for me, Carver. I'd actually kind of like the Reds at +110. I don't know how you feel about it.
I'm on the Reds, Cam. Let's go Cincinnati here tonight.
Let's do it.
Let's go. And I guess, you know, there's going to be some kind of long relief slug that the Red Sox put in after this guy that I think that the Reds could maybe take advantage of, Ellie and the crew. Let's go with the Reds here tonight in that game.
Love it.
We'll go after them.
I'm with you. Do it.
Game two at Citi Field between the Brewers and the Mets. Now, the Mets are also going to be piecing this together tonight, Cam, as they don't exactly have a starter. This Brazoban, who's another guy in their bullpen, he's going to start the game. And they have a – isn't this – what's that guy's name? I thought the Blade guy is going to go tonight. Maybe he's coming in as the bulk guy after Brazoban. But they had that Blade that was going to be in. Jacob Mizorowski's been excellent his first couple starts for the Brewers. He starts for them tonight. And they are road favorites, -120, even money for the Mets and an 8.5.
Got to tell you, I like the road team here. It seems like a fair price with Milwaukee. People think, Mets could get a split on this double bill, but just Milwaukee, you said it. Mizorowski's been very, very good, and we're laying barely over a pick. I'm in this spot. I got to take the Brew Crew.
And I was right, Cam. Blade Tidwell, they had originally this morning scheduled as the starter. But this Brazoban out of the pen will start as the opener, and Blade Tidwell is expected to be the bulk guy that will come in after that. Elsewhere, Atlanta and the Angels again down at Truist. Dieter Fuentes against our old friend Kikuchi going tonight for the Angels. Right now, -130 for the Braves, +110 for Anaheim. And a 9.5. Normally, Cam, I would say this is a good gas can spot with this Fuentes. Kikuchi's been all right, though, his past few. I mean, he's got his ERA for the season under 3 now. Kikuchi has not been that. He has not been that bad.
I got to tell you, originally I was thinking, oh yeah, just take the Braves, you know, getting guys back in the lineup. But good call by you. Kikuchi's your AD, and you can't trust the Atlanta bats to be a favorite the way they're playing. Like you talked about it, they couldn't hit Anderson the other night. What's the deal, Carver? You like the? Are you telling me you like the under 9.5 with a lean to the Angels with Kikuchi?
I kind of do like the under 9.5. I kind of like it. I know I don't say that word very often, under. But
you word.
I might say it here. And I watched last night as I jumped in live, me and Joe, on that game when it was scoreless in the fifth and more of in the fourth. And me and Joe got a 5.5 in game, and they still couldn't even get over that with a 4-0 final. So I'm a little leery about anything involving an over there in Atlanta tonight. Guardians and the Cubs. You can get me in on an over here, though. Tanner Bibee and Imanaga tonight. -165 for the Cubs. +140 for the Guards. 8.5 is the total, Cam.
I got an 8, too, in Pick'em Juice. So I'm right down with your program. I got a flat 8, and I'm going to take the over in this spot. Lean to the Cubs here, but we could see some runs. Hopefully, Carver, I don't know what the weather is. I'm praying that it's blowing out or not, or it's just, like, steady, because I think we can get way over this number tonight. And both of these pitchers giving up some bombs.
No question about that. I like the over, Cam. I know we didn't quite get there last night after a strong start, but I think we can get there tonight. This Bibee, let's go after him and see if we can get some. He's given up 15 homers this year. We can make something happen. Let's slide one more in, and then we'll do the rest after the break. Orioles and the Rangers in Texas. Nasty Nate Eovaldi against Sagano tonight. -145 for the Rangers, +120 for the O's. 8.5 the total. Rangers sent down third baseman Josh Jung. They bring back Burger Time off the IL. Everybody loves a little Burger Time, and I'm sure he'll be in the lineup tonight. There he is. Might have to add him to the big fly list.
Nice, Carver. Yeah, I like that little burgers before the fourth fly. The problem with the Orioles and Segundo, I was looking for a dog, can't find one. I wouldn't be surprised if we actually got over in this ball game as well. 8 seems a little bit light. I'm seeing another 8. You're getting 8.5. Like, I think we can get there. Texas, actually, if they can hit again, too light.
Well, we'll see if we can get you some pooches late night, Cam. We do have a couple late night games that we'll do when we come back. I got some long balls as well. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Wednesday. Carver High and Cam for Scotty. Back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back for El Coast to Coast here on a Wednesday. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio, finishing off tonight's baseball. They are starting this fifth set between Fritz and Diallo. They have an hour till the curfew, so I guess they're assuming that they can get it in. We shall see if that actually happens. All right, Houston and Colorado tonight, Cam. Hunter Brown, who has been excellent for the Astros. Best ERA in the majors, 1.74. And on the other side, the absolute opposite. Gas can Austin Gomber going for the Rockies this evening. -265 for the Stros, +250 for Colorado, and a 10.5.
Let me ask you something. Yeah. We have Gomber, who is completely flammable against one of the best young pitchers in baseball, and they're offering a -265. People would bet the Astros and put it parlays at -400. Gabe and I talked about it last night with the Dodgers game. It's like, you're going to post like, but this is different. I'm going to tell you something, Carver. I feel the parlay buster. I have no rhyme or reason for this pick. None. But I'm going to tell you, the Colorado Rockies were good to me last night. This is strictly a vibe. It's like insane, but whatever. I'm taking Colorado +1.5 with Gomber, and I'm going to take the Colorado Rockies to win this game. No rhyme or reason. And the over in this game. I think the Colorado Rockies are going to get some runs tonight.
I do like the over. I don't know if that's because part of me thinks that Houston can get it on their own. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I thought that last night, too. They scored 6 runs in the first 3 innings and then didn't score again. So they did beat up the starter, but weren't able to add on once. And Colorado, usually, their bullpen stinks, too. So that was a little surprising to me. I'm not going to be as oniony as you are here, Cam, but I will take the over. I won't be as oniony with the Rockies.
It's no smart numbers or anything, but sometimes we have that game that's the old parlay buster, and I just get a weird vibe with this one tonight. Colorado almost came back and beat these guys the other night, and they'll give you a good fight at home. So it's basically, this is one of those things like a prayer bet, but it's just a vibe. I like the rock. I like the over, and I'll take a shot with the Rockies +1.5 sprinkle money line.
The late night in Seattle, Kansas City and the Mariners getting together. Noah Cameron and Logan What's Eating Gilbert Grape. -185 for Seattle, +155 for the Royals, and a 6.5.
What are we doing here? 6.5? Really? Like, I understand Gilbert's good in Canada. Come on, man.
Yeah,
like,
Gilbert ain't been great lately.
Okay. If you're giving me a 6.5, I bite. 3-3 game, we win. Noah Cameron's been okay to me, but he can be hit. That number, that total's too low. Is Kansas City a viable dog? They might win this game, but you know what? Over 6.5, Carver. I'm going to roll with that.
His last two starts, Gilbert's given up 4 runs in each. So 8 runs across his last two starts and 4 homers in that span as well. So I don't know about him just going in and shutting down the Royals tonight. I don't love that. Giants and Diamondbacks, Landon Raup and Merrill Lynch Kelly, -150 for the Snakes, +125 for the Giants, and an 8.5.
Lean Arizona. I just wish they weren't favored by that much. I trust Merrill Kelly more than Rope, but I'll tell you, I don't know what to do with the total in this game, but Arizona got it done the other night. Can the Giants respond as dogs? Yes, but I lean Arizona, Carver. I don't really love this game at all. I don't know what to do with the total, but I think the Snakes will win.
Yeah, I think the Snakes will win too in that one. And finally, the White Sox and the Dodgers, late night Chavez Ravine. Clayton Kershaw, 3 strikeouts away from 3,000. Brandon Eysert, who's an opener out of the White Sox pen, he will start. Big Lumber, -335 for L.A., +265 for the Sox, and a 9.5.
I like the under in this baseball game. I think Kershaw will pitch well. The White Sox will piece it together and probably lose like 6-1 and just stay under the number. So 9.5, I will take my chances with the under.
Yeah, I think it's Sean Burke, not the goalie, who's going to be the bulk guy for the White Sox.
Devil's
tonight.
Legend?
Devil's legend Sean Burke. Can I quickly slide in the long balls? I'm not sure. I might have to do it at the top. I only have like 30 seconds. I couldn't possibly squeeze all of those
in. About your long balls,
such a short amount
like
of time.
A very interesting list of plus money.
Fritz takes the first point here. 1-0 Fritz in the fifth set against Diallo. I guess late night until curfew at Wimbledon here on Coast to Coast. With Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty. We'll come back long balls, and then we'll get into some NBA and NHL stuff. We've got Keith Stewart with his picks for the Tractor Tournament as well. We've got Gold Cup tonight, a couple soccer matches, plenty for you in the last hour.